Hey, this is Scott Dahlquist, and welcome to this session. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with you. Really had some amazing insights. But my first question to you specifically is this. Have you ever been in a funk where it's just hard to get motivated, and it's hard to get started and hard to get going, and it's nothing to kind of pull you through? And it isn't just like for the day or 2 days or a week or 2 weeks, it could be longer. I have been starting to get that way lately, and I said in this session and in this series that I'd share everything that I was going through, what was going on my journey. And one of the things that I really discovered today about myself is that voice in my head. I really made some notes right here. I'd like to share some of those notes with you. Now, when I'm trading, one of the challenges that I have, one of the things that can take me out of my trading is that voice in my head. You may or may not have that voice that's in there. That's really, I call it the fight or flight response. It's there to really help you, but the big challenge that we run into is it doesn't help us in many areas, especially when we're trying to get in touch with our motivation, when we're trying to get in touch with all the excitement of what we're trying to do going ahead with our goals and objectives. And we may have those, and they may be out there, we may be going after them, but the big challenge that we've got is for whatever reason, we're just not motivated. We can have that vision, we can have that idea, we can have that objective, that outcome that we're going for, but for whatever reason, we don't get excited about it. We don't want to move forward. And I found out for me, I've got this voice in my head. And that voice in my head, as I wrote down some things in there, that voice in my head is really just a big baby. It's really like never grown up. It's never matured. And it's still in there trying to control everything that's going on. It's like a liar to me. If I look back on my life, and I don't know if on your own life, if you look back and you think of all the times that voice has kept you from doing things, some people may say it's the intuition, but I have a clear voice inside of me. Many times it has lied to me, and it's different than my own intuition. And it really wants its own way all the time. I've got up here too. It cries about having... it cries about not having what it wants, and it never created any type of goal or outcome to work towards. So I found and discovered for myself today, there are times when I'm upset that I haven't reached some goal or some objective, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, whether it's a vacation, whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sitting here complaining about it. I go, I can't believe I didn't reach it. And you know, you get upset and it gets you down and all the bad decisions you've made in your life come to the forefront. And all of a sudden you realize, well, I never made a goal for it. So how can I be out there and how can this voice be accusational when I never created the goal or the outcome to begin with? Are you with me? It's just so crazy. That voice, it isn't logical either. Just because that voice in my head talks to me all the time doesn't mean it's truthful. You know, sometimes they always say, just wear someone out. I know when our kids were little, they say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Or can we go for ice cream? Can we go for ice cream? Can we go for ice cream? And after a while, you just say, oh, to shut up the voice, let's go get some ice cream. But that voice, just because it's talking all the time doesn't mean that I'm going to give it the priority. I really had to evaluate what was going on. This is that wall that I'm running into. And I'm trying to find a way to make sure that I get around that wall, that I get over that wall, that I get under that wall, or you know, whatever it is, or through that wall. I don't know what the answer is, but I know in deciding to evaluate myself, that's where the thing is key. I put down here too that that voice in my head is illogical and it tries to mess me up, whether it's in trading, whether it's in moving forward, whether it's getting excited about something, whether it's exercise, it's eating right, you name it, that's the area that it's going to work on. And it's like it's always going to keep me right here. There's just no change, nothing going on, right in there. It talks way too much and it expresses an opinion I never asked for. Do you have friends that are around you that will give you their opinion even when it's not asked for? Or will say, you know, you need to do this. Or I've got countless examples that I could show you. I remember there was a guy when I was doing computers at one place. We'll just get off on a thread here for a moment. never asked for the input, but he told me what I needed to do to help a client with their computers. And I was like, going, gosh, you have no clue what's going on. And I just listened and I thought, that is an example of that voice. It's just talking and saying what I need to do, and it has absolutely no idea. It's not tied to anything, so it's in there. Now, that voice that constantly reminds me also of all the wrong, the bad, the poor choices that I've made in my life. And you know what's shocking about it, if I could use it? It's got immediate recall. How can it go back to when I was really, really young or at any age for things that I can't remember? And it can come back and it can remind almost instantly, like a relational database, the fastest computer ever devised. Oh, you tried that before. Oh, look back here. You know, all of that. That's what that voice does. Now, if I could just turn that voice around and make it work for me, how fantastic would that be? And that's that voice in my head that's always in there, that's judgmental, that's accusational in there too. Also, it keeps me away from doing what I want to do. It always tries to convince me, you spent so much time, so much effort, so much energy doing all these things, and you got poor results on something that you never ever created an outcome for. So you never hit the target you never set for yourself. Are you with me? It's just crazy. But yet, that is the key that sometimes we default to, at least for me, and that's running my life at times. It keeps me away from doing what I want to do. It works hard to drain any and all motivation away as well. And the one thing that I always do, I have two sayings that I kind of do. One, I give credit to T. Harv Eker in his Secrets of the Inner Mind or something like that. Whenever that voice talks to me, especially in trading, I've shut it up in trading. It's thank you for sharing. And there's also another one that I say all the time, whether it be something on the internet or relatives, just because they say something, it doesn't mean that it's true. Maybe that was me understanding what that voice was like and making sure that I could approach it and attach it or attack it whatever way I want. Also, that voice is the seed bed of excuses. No matter what's going on, that voice will always give me an excuse. You can't do this because, just fill in the blank, and that voice in my head can come up with a reason, whether it makes sense or not. Also, in some ways, that voice I've noticed also is a mirror. And what do I mean? Don't do what it shows me to do. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. If you see it and you see it come out, don't do what it's trying to show you. But it also allows me to go back and look backwards and see, when I listened to that voice, what did it do and what path did it take me down? Whether it was the right path or the wrong path. Also, I've got in here, if I want something, make a goal and then guard against the voice. That is the one thing that I really need to be doing. I've tamed it over in trading, and I realized when I tamed it in trading, it was so much prevalent out in these other areas of my life, and that's why I'm working on it right now. I don't have the answer. I don't have everything. I'm just sharing everything that came to me today about it when I was looking in the mirror. It says, I can have in my life whatever I put my mind to, but I need to guard 100% against that voice, knowing that that voice will come in and try to take me out. Because for me, that voice in my head, it is the enemy. Now, if I'm going to put my hand down on a stove that's on and hot, hey, you need to take care of me there. But in other areas of my life, it's not required and it's not needed. Also, it makes me really come down to the area of what do I want? I need to make sure I do create something, because that voice I've noticed can come in and say, well, don't go create something, because then you got to work towards it and you don't know all the answers and you got perfection, yada, 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 fill in the blank. Also, what if I've been putting something off? That voice I've found is responsible. And the voice lies and says that everything I do will be difficult and hard, and there will be no outcome worth the expenditure. And one of the things that I made in here for a final note for myself with this, I'm going to, and I have to love myself right where I am. Going, you know what? That's fine. It may have this great relational database, but I need to turn it around and let it work for me in all that I do. Now, how does this relate to everything? Well, I said I'd share with what was going on in my journey. And that's what's going on in my journey. It's funny, when I made the commitment to be on the journey and I made the commitment to share with you each and every day, how all of a sudden just some of those goofy things come up and come out and available. Now, as I find myself moving through that wall, when I find that epiphany where it's like, oh, this is where I'm going, I'm going to be sure to share that with you. But I did want to share with you all of these items that I wrote down today. And this wasn't even all of them that I put together on different topics, but I wanted to keep it down to one topic and keep it kind of concise. I hope this helps you. I know it's going to be continuing to help me as we move forward. I look forward to our next opportunity together. I'm Scott Dahlquist. Have a great day.